Coffee and Cream on Hale Varsity Radio with Andrew Rogers and Damon Benning.
It's been a privilege getting to know this team. Really, really cool guys on this team. Change is always hard. A new coach is always really, really hard, right? There's this period of, you know, why are we doing this? Why are we doing that, man? But I'm really proud of the way that they're working. They're working really hard, both on the field and off the field. A couple of things I want to highlight from the fall, and this is a credit to Dennis and Andrea and the previous coaching staff, but most importantly, the players. You know, our fall cumulative GPA for the guys that are returning was 3.124. I think anytime you have a football team that's over a 3.0 GPA, you have a really good culture.
Good morning, Thursday morning here on Coffee and Cream in the morning on Hale Varsity Radio, powered by Currency, alongside Damon Benning, Andrew Rogers. We are live, from the H&H Chevrolet stage at Hale Varsity Club. We're on 590 ESPN Omaha, 1480 ESPN Lincoln, live on Twitter, live on YouTube, and we're happy to have you with us here for this beautiful Thursday morning. Not as cold as yesterday, which is why I didn't back in this morning, if DB took notice to that, because he likes to take note of my parking job out in the lot. But, you know, it is what it is. He just desperately wants to be just like me sometimes. I get it.
That's a lie. That's pretty good, though. One of the things that I wake up thinking, man, I'd like to be just like Andrew Rogers.
It doesn't shock me.
No, I think from the sounds of it, I think I would take some of your mom's personality because she seems like she's pretty cool. And I want...
My mom is your mom. That's
they
why.
They seem to have some similarities. And I think maybe on some days, because he seems like Captain Control, I think I want to be Barry Rogers.
Stay in your lane.
There it is. Right, stay right, in the right lane. Right in my lane, man. I'll rock the boat. Right there. I'm going to try to do the right thing. Nah, man. But I'm a little bummed the weather's going to warm up a smidge. I like winter.
That does not bum me out one bit.
I wouldn't say I like winter as much as I don't like the wet and the messiness of spring. So, I don't know. What did the groundhog do today, Shane? Did Punxsutawney, Peter or Phil or Paul, what's his name?
I think it's Phil.
Punxsutawney Phil. Did Phil see a shadow?
Peter and Paul.
I don't know.
Mary.
What are we just saying? Bible names.
That is weird, isn't it? Philip? Hey, so did he see a shadow?
I don't know. Well, I don't really follow along with our ground dog friend.
Does it work?
When was the last time he saw his shadow?
I have no idea.
Or when he didn't see his shadow. It always seems
it
like winter
time,
is
longer
every year.
But I never really got
every
it
year.
Down which is which. But anyway, if he saw a shadow and or he didn't, I'm just hoping for six more weeks of at least cool weather.
I'm on your page when you say you don't like the sloppiness of spring.
No, it's not that deep.
But I also think that's a carryover from winter, because when the snow melts, and this is why it's a problem. We both have dogs. The dogs go outside in the yard.
For sure.
How many times a day? Five,
three.
Six. You're only a three time a day?
Maybe four.
Okay. Mine's
Maybe.
More like five times a day.
Yeah.
And she comes back and you always have to wipe off her paws.
You always
have to wipe off under her belly.
I am.
That's the issue with the sloppiness of the weather.
It just drives me bonkers. But anyway, it's like, you know, I like Thursdays. Thursdays are good. One step closer. Usually there's high school hoops. You're getting ready to get into the weekend. A very average night in my opinion, especially as a Carolina fan. Of basketball.
Panthers? Oh.
I am a Panthers fan. Not as much as the Steelers, but...
I don't know how much Matt Rule's a Panther fan right now.
Dude. So, but I think he kind of knew that was coming as of late. Because remember, that was the sticking point where Trev kind of had to go back and get his man. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. Early on in negotiations. I believe they thought they had an understanding. Apparently they did.
Oh, we weren't on the same page?
Wait, didn't we talk about this? So now you get a lawsuit. But does it make you think differently of somebody that wants to go to work that didn't have to work? What kind of rigor?
I know what
would
saying.
You run into a smoldering? Because let's be honest. We joke. Well, actually, I didn't joke. Jim in Minnesota said, "Why does he always run into the burning house?"
You know, speaking
so
of
I,
something he asked me last night that he wanted me to relay to you. We were back and forth on Twitter about recruiting rankings.
He's a good dude.
But we'll get there.
So, and I don't, you know what's funny about him? We've been doing this for years. One of those guys that I've met over social media. I don't know what made me trust him because I'm not, I have a handful of guys that I've never really met that I actually, I wouldn't definitely not say confide in, but I trust. There was something about him early on because we just kind of randomly go back and forth. And then over the years, it's like X amount of years later, that's like Husker X's and O's, even though he does have a name. I call him Husker X's and O's. I remember one time, this is a couple years ago, he like DM'd me. He goes, hey, my name is, I was like, hey, what's up? But we, anyway, he's very, he's a good listener. You know what I mean? Like he picks up on things that you don't have to hit him over the head with. So that's why I gravitated towards him. But anyway, like why would you want the stress? You moved your family again when he could have been fairly comfortable for a sec. Right? Like
he's a hard worker and you desire that work ethic. Plus if you stopped working, people say it all the time, like, oh, I can't wait to get to retirement age. And to some degree, there are a lot of people that are like, hey, I've been doing this for 40 years. Like, that's one thing. Matt Rhule's only, what, 38 now? 39?
47.
47? Yep. I got that right. And
we just had a birthday.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
How about a beer?
So he's at a point, too, to where he probably internally doesn't want to take a break when he failed.
Yeah, but didn't you think it was interesting, like, yesterday in the presser, and there was a lot. What did he go, 33 minutes, maybe?
Little over, like, yeah, I think it was 34 minutes.
So I'm always tempted. I usually want to go to those, but it always depends on how I've set it up pre-pressers. Right? Like, if I'm just getting to know somebody, maybe if I know... Like, I did not go to Bo's first. I did go to Riley's, and I did go to Frost. But I feel like I didn't know if Coach Rhule was going to say something that we don't know. Like,
do you ever feel, though,
like a penguin?
Yes. That when you're at a press conference, you're not as you're not able to multitask as well. Because, like, that's me. When I go to a press conference, I feel like because I'm there, I want to give you eye contact. I want to be engaged in what you're telling me versus, oh, I'm going to be looking down at my laptop, kind of gauging up,
so
looking
basically
down at my laptop, gauging
it,
back up.
A lot of times it depends on what information I think I can get that I wouldn't ordinarily get. So that kind of, I was like, well.
But even if I heard something, I'd feel rude to go to my phone and start tweeting while he's talking.
Yeah, if he understands the I think that's good. That's decent.
That's just
I get it.
Like,
but I think they understand. Like a lot of times, people are banging on keyboards and stuff like that, and we'll get to something he said later about being on the phone at the dinner table, which is a no-no in our house, right?
It's a no-no in a lot of households.
And I just like, and he said it. What does it have to do with winning? Nothing, but everything, right? Like, I gravitated towards that because I just think there's some, especially in talking to him, like, there's just something about this whole family thing. How many times did he say that? How many times did he say family yesterday? Right? It's like all in the family. And hopefully I won't get in trouble for my Archie Bunker gif, but... Totally frowned upon now. One of those shows. Shane, we're in consensus, right? There's no way Archie Bunker and All in the Family could be on television today.
I would say for the last 20 years.
But today.
Yeah. Anyway,
I wasn't talking about 2003, Shane. I was talking about 2023.
Can I get your impersonation?
Oh, Archie.
There you go.
Thank
there
you.
It is.
What?
I've never even seen it.
It's exactly how she sounds, too.
But that's because...
What was her name? Edith?
Edith Bunker?
Yeah.
Oh, Archie!
Yeah. Anyway, Archie, like, occasionally, one time there was an episode with the Jeffersons where he dropped the N-word, and he always said colored. But anyway,
White's not on TV today.
Poor Drew down.
Was that with the Jeffersons or with Sammy Davis?
So that was with the Jeffersons. Remember when he met Lionel's or Jenny's
boyfriend? No.
And they were, it was a biracial marriage.
All right,
but anyway.
Turn
the
mic off.
See ya.
Anyway, the whole All in the Family thing, right? The IGC, the Xavier Betts, the Eric Gilbert. I mean, all that stuff that he went into. For whatever the reason, I'm like, is that real? That's who he is, right? But it just seems to be a guy that gravitates towards developing. Mm-hmm.
That's another word people. We heard about 20 times yesterday.
He's like, I'm not working any harder than normal. We're just doing our jobs. Like, there was a lot. I felt like if you really want to get into what he thinks is going to make this bad boy work, there was a ton. I listened to it over and over. No, actually probably only three times. But
well, then, and over again.
And one more over?
Yep, one more.
One more over. So I plenty of takeaways we'll get to.
Yeah, Nebraska added 41 total players to its roster since the end of the 2022 season. 28 high school and JUCO signings, 11 through the transfer portal. As you mentioned, the retention of Xavier Betts and IGC. Rule kind of sticks to a plan. Like, let's say that one more time. Rule really sticks to a plan. Mm. He knows what he wanted – back in December when he took this job, or was it the back end of November, whatever the date exactly was, that plan is today's plan. That plan has not changed. Mm-hmm. When he went about recruiting, he went after the same on his checklist, right? Up and down his list, he went after the same bullets. He wants somebody with speed. Mm-hmm. He wants somebody that can develop. He wants a young guy that he can help mature, which is another thing he mentioned when he furthered his development take yesterday. He wants kids that want to be here to learn the game too, because he wants to teach it. When he develops and he helps you mature as a player, you have to have that embedded in your brain that you are here to also learn to play the game. That's who he's surrounding you with. So with all of that being said, one of my favorite quotes that he had toward the back end of his presser was when he was talking about Smith Flores and Charles and them playing only 1 year of football.
Right.
And he said, want to recruit the top players in the country, but I also want to look at a guy's senior tape, because guys are going to pop. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to play the game for 12, 13, 14 years in order to play college football. He's all about teaching the game. He's all about finding talent no matter the area it comes. That's one of my favorite nuggets from his presser yesterday, because it goes back to everything that I just started with when I started talking after you finished. Is that he had a plan from day one, and he stuck to his plan up until February 2nd.
So you know what's funny about that? It's not even hee-hee-ha-ha, because I don't think you were you weren't even here yet. But, Shane, do you remember all the consternation, all the back and forth about why Nebraska? So we were trying to – the fan base was trying to rationalize and go back and forth over recruiting gripes and failures and – how are we only hitting on, you know, 11 out of 22 guys and the process of elimination and what it takes to evaluate senior film? And there was this great debate on offering guys early or being patient with in-state guys because you wanted to look at their senior film, and how off-putting it was to in-state guys because you would wait to look at their senior film. And in other parts of the country where they play spring ball versus here, if you were a junior in Florida, you had played a year and a half more high school football than if you were a junior in Nebraska, and why senior film was important. It's just crazy because Bo got killed for this. Bo would always talk about wanting to watch senior film. But he'd never maximized the scholarship limit, so people became upset.
It wasn't pretty.
But I got it, though, because – and I, in full disclosure, I think I'm on record. Like, I was – I liked Bo, right?
Outside looking in, I liked Bo.
So it wasn't always popular to say then. It's become more popular to say now.
Well, it's because Bo won games.
He won games. But and he and I didn't always hit it off, but we hung in there. And then kind of came out of the other end.
I feel like that wasn't just you. I think a lot of people hung in there.
Some never came back around. And the thing that he and I had, some people don't come back from. But I gave it some time. Anyway, he was kind of maligned for that. We don't have enough numbers. A self-imposed probation. These are things that I heard during his tenure with recruiting, because when people wanted to attack, it was Callahan's guys. Gomes, all these guys that he was winning with, it was Callahan's guys. They wanted Bo to recruit better. Then he went through this stretch where he had to boot about 10, 15 guys out of the program. A whole linebacking recruiting corps 1 year. The difference now is full disclosure, coach, because it's like 6 degrees of separation. I'm like, oh, now it's cool. Do you know why? Because Coach Rule is saying it out loud. You know exactly what you're dealing with. It sounds like a plan. But the X factor, the difference, and he can't do this every year. But what were the numbers that you just gave between freshman and junior college versus guys that he got out of the portal?
28-11.
Okay. That's 39 guys doing the quick math, right?
And that's without even naming Xavier Betts and
IGC.
IGC.
So if you hit on half of those guys, you're going to get 20, right?
Hey, how many players are on the football field?
Well, Jamie, let me get away with that. He's my mathematician. You like those numbers. Now, again, you can't – I don't think he can do it every year, although I do think from the high school ranks, he is not going to be afraid – to get to 20 scholarships.
Right. And I'm happy you brought up numbers like that too, because
that's the difference, because it comes across like he has a plan and he's saying it out loud. So you can see it. Bo would kind of intimate it, and we were like, he's slow playing the in-state guys. He's slow playing the in-state guys. And it hurt because he missed on a handful of guys, the Harrison Phillips, what's his bucket? Super good player that threw the bones for Iowa when Iowa beat Nebraska, D lineman. You know, there just were a few too many of those where it really started the back and forth. And I think Coach Rule, he's getting out in front. He's talking about time in the office. He's talking about building a family. He's talking about work ethic. He's talking about strength in numbers. He's talking about development. He's talking about polishing guys that maybe are a little scuffed, right? Like, he's hitting all the points, and it's disarming because he's out in front. You know
and
what
he's
I mean?
Taking a chance because he doesn't leave things to chance.
I told you, man, that was one of the greatest one-liners he told me that stuck with me.
So when I was talking with, we mentioned Jim in Minnesota on Twitter earlier on the top of the show.
It's a lot of run for Jim the last 3 days.
It is. But he's heavily involved, and he's bringing up some good points. But when I was talking to him about recruiting rankings and those numbers that you were just hitting on, and it kind of settled in on, okay, where a team finished come National Signing Day, and he was bringing up Wisconsin because we had said that Wisconsin was on the low end of Big Ten rankings when it came to 2023 recruits. But remember, everybody out there checking things, it's skewed. You get a different one on 24/7 that you do on Rivals.
That's why I was always asking about composite. You're exactly right.
Correct. So when we were talking about recruits, though, he was mentioned in numbers and like how Wisconsin has a couple of 4-stars and Indiana got 2 4-stars as well. Well, on 24/7, there are no 4-stars on Indiana's roster because the stars are also skewed. But it came down to the point I'm getting to is the total number of recruits and where they kind of settle in regards to top 14 rankings, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Nebraska was at a disadvantage more than they were at an advantage because of how many guys they had committed to them.
Correct.
That's what hurt their number in the end.
Correct.
More times than not, if you have 16 recruits or 16 commits, excuse me, 14 commits, 19 commits versus 28, your number is going to be better because you don't have as large of a sample size to take it down. Plus, when you look at Matt Rhule's team, he's getting guys that don't have stars at all. So that's going to keep tanking your number when it comes to 5-star to 4-star to 3-star. So with all of that being said, we had a really good back and forth conversation on kind of explaining why things can look a little different on various platforms. But in regards to numbers, it's amazing to see Nebraska as high as they are when it comes to as many commits as they have.
And how crafty is he? You talk about checkers and chess with, hey, and we're still over the numbers, and there's some rules now where we can do some different things with numbers. And he said, but we'll get there. So what can you not say at a presser when you're going to ask him questions? Hey, man, I know you're like 14, 15, 16 over. How are you going to get to 85? I don't worry about it. Like,
hey,
we'll figure it out. We got there. Right? But again, I'm going to say this, and this will be the last time that I say it. I don't think Nebraska will be in the business practice of using NIL for scholarship coverage. Because it's not only is it not a sustainable model, you don't want to get in the habit of keeping guys around just to be keeping them around, because the waterfall for money is not endless. You want to maximize your NIL, and that's not what I believe this particular business operation wants to do. So I don't want to hear the whole, like, do the math. Like, if you're being honest, I mean, you're talking about a minimum of 26,000 committed to go to school. Yeah, I don't see that being sustainable. Nor do I see that being something they want to do.
So right? Say that one more time, because you said you weren't going to say it again.
That's it. No, I'm not. That's it.
I got to write it down so that you won't ever say it again.
Nebraska's not going to be in the business model of using NIL money to keep 5-6 extra guys on scholarship. They're going
to right into the bear trap.
They're going someplace else.
You said you weren't going to say it again.
Yeah, that's
it.
Let's move along.
Yeah, but you said it twice. So you said it again.
Would you see this expression? You're not getting any humor.
Hey, what was humorous though last night was what sparked my poll question today. I don't know if you ended up seeing it.
Andrew Rogers, a man of the polls.
And
how about that during the meeting the other day?
Yeah, that was funny.
Hey, can we do poll questions?
Well, they're like, hey, can we do more poll questions? And it was like the Reggie Wayne scene that I told you about in the bar over conference championship weekend, when everybody was like, to the one person that knows everything about that thing.
Yeah.
That's me with polls. Anyway, DB hit me up with a tweet regarding Trace Jackson Davis and Maryland's head coach calling him the most dominant player in college basketball right now. So that's our poll question today. Who is the most dominant player in college basketball right now? Is it Trace Jackson Davis? Is it Zach Edey? Or is it somebody else? You can vote on at HFRC Radio.
Well, you want confirmation that you're right?
No, I actually picked Trace Jackson Davis. We'll talk more next.